Okay, we're here with Malcolm Suber. Malcolm, give us a breakdown, if you can, about the recent police murders. There have been, I do believe, two police murders over the course of the past 2 months in New Orleans. They have not received the same level of publicity to this point as, say, Trayvon Martin's case has, but something that folks should know about. So if you can, break both of those down for our audience and let people know what's happening.
Well, on March 1st, two young brothers were on their way to work at a Burger King at 5:30 a.m., and they were stopped supposedly for a brake light, not a brake light, a tag light, license plate light being out. But all of us realized very quickly that this was another driving while black stop. And as a result, the officer Riard called backup, and it ended up in a shootout. And a young man by the name of Justin Sith, age 23, was killed. Then, less than a week later, on March 7th, a young man by the name of Wendell Allen, 20 years old, was shot to death in his own home. As a result of a police warrant search, they came into the house claiming to be searching for marijuana, and the young man came to the top of the stairs, clothed only in his pajamas. He was bare-chested, and he was shot by Officer Colclough. And so this further outraged people here in the city that we had within the span of 1 week, two murders at the hands of the NOPD. And we have those activists and those of us that are active, as well as the families of the Phipps and the Allens, have been trying to get some support for this activity. And basically, we've been holding community meetings as well as public protests about these killings. And this Saturday, we're planning a big citywide march that not only highlights Jason, the Phipps and the Allens, but also lifts up Trayvon Martin. And we're doing it because this is Final Four weekend in New Orleans. We're going to have tourists here from all over the world as well as around this country. And we want them to know that the conditions that black people face in New Orleans are horrid, to say the least. And that the murder by the NOPD of these two young black men is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, having lived here, that routinely the NOPD harasses young black men, especially, does all kind of horrible things to them, and you know, and the worst thing, of course, is them being murdered. But we have all kind of unwarranted stops. Unconstitutional stops, we should say, and it has just reached the boiling point. What happened on yesterday, the same cop, Riard, who initiated the driving while black stop, commented Sunday evening on a news story on WWL, Channel 4 here, and basically said that Trayvon Martin deserved to die, that thugs deserved to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he was forced to, he was immediately suspended by Surpass, the chief of police here, and subsequently he has resigned from the force. But this was very much confirmation to those of us who had been saying it, that this was a racist cop and that he could not contain himself. And, you know, that it gives further proof that the Phipps were just stopped on a driving while black charge. And if we look back into the history of Riard, he stopped a young black woman who was the wife of a police detective in New Orleans back in 2006 in her driveway, pulled her out of her car by her hair, and beat her, and then harassed her for months on end. So this is just part of the patterns and practices that go on here. The other thing, of course, you probably do recall that we have been trying to implement what we call a people's consent decree here in New Orleans, which would give civilian oversight to the New Orleans Police Department. And in that whole fight, we had been targeting Surpass, trying to get rid of him. And so things are coming to a head here. In addition to the police situation, we've got the continuation of the public school situation where none of the local black groups who applied for a charter were awarded charters, that they're turning the charters over to all of these big capitalist corporations, people from out of town who don't understand our children and who are just here to make a quick buck off of our children. So that protest is going. They will be part of the protest on Saturday. The protest continues about the closing down of Charity Hospital, about the lack of adequate housing, and, of course, we are also protesting the lack of jobs for the unemployed workers in New Orleans, given the fact that you now have $5 billion that have been let to New Orleans for the reconstruction of the city, and yet none of the local black workers are given jobs on these construction sites. So all of these things are coming to a head, and speaking of head, Stacey Head is in a runoff with Cynthia Willard Lewis. Stacey Head, of course, was made famous by blowing kisses at us when we were arrested back in December 2 years ago after they decided to tear down the Big Four housing project. And she is in a runoff with Cynthia Willard Lewis. And that, again, has racial overtones because, as you might know, not one black person has won a citywide race against a white person since the reelection of Megan in 2006. So there are many issues that we're facing, and we're hoping to let the whole world know what's going on and about the terrible oppression that black people are facing here in the city.
Now, I want to just return to one piece, Malcolm.
Okay.
Now, New Orleans, you know, is under federal injunction, particularly NOVD. So how is that coming into play, if at all, with these murders?
Right. Well, the Department of Justice has been in town for 2 years now, and we have not witnessed any appreciable difference in the way of the behavior of NOVD. And that's because the culture of the NOPD is so ingrained that even the threat of federal takeover has not changed the way that they behave themselves. You know, of course, about the Danziger convictions and the Glover conviction. But even given that, the police have continued to misbehave, continued to oppress and exploit and curse people out and disrespect them and do all kind of horrible things to people, and, of course, ended in these two recent murders. I had been warning people all along that the Department of Justice coming here in New Orleans could not be trusted, that the Department of Justice was responding to a demand from black citizens here for a better measure of justice, but they have not really put themselves on the line with us. They have not demanded that a people's consent decree with the inclusion of activists from the community on that board. They have not insisted upon that. And they basically have been quiet about these two most recent murders. We have written to them and asked them to come into the investigation, and they have basically stood aside. Whether this has something to do with the reelection campaign at this point, and it probably can't, because there is no way that Obama is going to win Louisiana anyway. So you would think that he would be taking advantage of the situation to try and mobilize his supporters around the country, that he has taken a firm stand against racism and police oppression. But again, we see that brother Obama has come up short.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get involved with the organizing initiatives on a national level that you mentioned in New Orleans? How can people contact you, and what can they do specifically at this point?
Okay, they can get us on Facebook at United New Orleans Front. They can contact us through that that page. I think there's also a couple of postings on YouTube if you just look up Unite New Orleans Front. And they can, of course, call me personally at 504-931-7614, 504-931-7614. And these two cases deserve national attention, and we're hoping by our actions this weekend to garner some of that attention, since we will have international press in the city. And hopefully we can create enough noise that they're forced to deal with it.
All right. All right. So we'll definitely be sure to highlight that on our website and get that information out. But, Mark, I want to thank you for your time, and we'll stay posted and keep everybody updated on how this is progressing and how people can help out.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.